If you haven't already listened to Don't Feed the Cat podcast, it would be worth listening to it, as it sits before this podcast. But just in case you haven't, I'm just going to give you a tiny recap. If a stray cat came to your house and you fed it, it would come back. And the more you feed it, the more it comes back. This is just like the worry habit. And the more you worry about something, the more the worries grow and the more they'll come back. If you keep feeding the cat, it will grow bigger and scarier, take over your garden and take over how you're feeling. This is the same thing that can happen with your worries. The pleasure is, though, once you know this, you can start the process of change. The simple answer is, if you don't want the worries and all those fears that go with the worries, then don't feed them. Just like the cat, if you don't want it in your garden, then it's time to stop feeding it, as over time it will go away. So hopefully you've learned to curb feeding the cat if the worries come. Distract yourself. Do something different over time. Your mind will start forgetting the habit of worry. If you have danger zones where you worry more than others, then change what you're doing. For example, if it's in the car on the way to and from work, then get yourself a talking book to listen to. Create a new song list. Learn Spanish. Make all the phone calls. I would say hands-free, self-safety while driving is always first, guys. But doing something different will help change the habit. And over time, your mind won't be expecting to worry all the way home. But it'll be expecting to listen to the next chapter of your book. You maybe think, why am I still feeling worried or anxious over things, even though I'm not feeding the worries? And that's because there are several ways you could be inadvertently feeding the cat. Just like leaving the bins out or your back door open, you're letting the cat feed. Of course you won't go. Even if you don't put down the food, he can always find it. So let's look at how you could be still feeding your worry habit. Sometimes we don't realise that we're doing it. And it's so much harder to stop something we don't know that we're doing. If you've got into the worrying habit and those patterns, you may also keep saying to yourself, you're okay, you can do it, you don't need to worry. Now this could be feeding your worry habit. And you might say, why is that then? It's a positive thing to say. I'm only trying to motivate myself. But let's be honest, your mind is not silly. And all your mind will be thinking is, if you were okay, you wouldn't have to keep telling yourself that you're okay. And your mind is like a computer. So it's input and output. If you're not secure about something and you need reassurance, your mind just thinks you're not okay. I think we can get into lots of habits over this negative reassurance issue. We can be doing it without even realising, and it's become part of the problem. First thing then is that you need to work on stop reassuring yourself. If it's not working, as it obviously not, if you're still worried, then it's feeding the worry habit. Secondly, you need to keep a watchful eye over yourself and start making sure you're not doing this. These types of habits can sometimes stem from our childhood. As children, we look for reassurance from our parents and teachers and peers, and this is okay. Are we doing the right thing? As parents, we spend lots of time reassuring our children, and rightly so. For some of us, though, we struggle to make the transition from those childhood learning patterns to finding our own safety and security within ourselves. If we don't develop safety and security within us, we are starting to look from it outside of ourselves for safety. Self-assurance can be one of the signs we don't feel as safe and secure as we should. Now is the time to take action. If you've already read the blog, The Caveman, you'll already realise that this is an easy thing to do. The big part of our mind, which used to be really busy with real fight or flight and freeze responses, has nothing to worry about, so we can easily get stuck in these irrational and unnecessary worries. The reassurance was great as a child, but now these habits are out of date and obsolete. They have in fact become part of the problem as well, so it is time to change. Another way we can feed our anxieties is by asking or looking for reassurance. Maybe we say to our partner, will it be okay? Can we do this? Or maybe we go online and Google, what is that symptom? What could this mean? Again, looking for reassurance outside of ourselves, it doesn't work. It just feeds the habit of worry. Your mind's not daft if you're asking for reassurance and of course you're not secure. Stop it and distract yourself. Your mind over time will forget about the habit for asking for reassurance, just like the podcast Don't Feed the Cat and the story that comes with this. Be clear with yourself and have zero tolerance to these habits, because once they start, it can be harder to stop. Say no and not have them in your life will make a massive difference, and it will be much easier to achieve and change while you're in that zero tolerance rule. Our minds are all about input and output. So in turn, as you let go of the negative reassurance, it will be your own inner feelings of safety and security that will start growing, allowing your mind to follow your lead. If you're not trying to reassure yourself and not asking for reassurance, you will feel much more secure over time. Of course, it will feel strange at first, because you've been doing this habit maybe for a long time. Sometimes for people as long as they can remember. But do keep reminding yourself of this great saying. Keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result is the first sign of madness. Change does take effort. And just like going to the gym, you're not going to pop out as Superman or Superwoman after one session. But after a few weeks, you'll start seeing the difference. Following these simple rules will allow you to be another step closer towards being anxiety-free. We'll continue looking at this habit of feeding your anxieties and how these affect you in the next few podcasts that I'll be releasing.